Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
TX job is in jeopardy. I love it when our show has topics that we do every day. Like, we'll see a story in the news like, oh, that guy's an idiot for stealing that thing. We should do the stupid thing you stole, right?
Yeah.
TX has come in today and said, we should do horse stories.
Yeah.
Did I just say horror stories? Where everyone's like, oh God, that was so scary.
No.
No, what did I say, Erica?
Horse.
Horse. Like,
no. Oh my gosh, that was so much better.
Let me try one.
Okay. He played a sound effect.
What are you talking about?
And frankly, if that sound came out of your mouth, I would send you to a hospital.
I can do, hold on, let me try one more.
Once again, to the hospital.
I think everyone's got a horse story. I don't know that we've tackled it on the show before.
Because I know there was a story in the news.
Well,
somebody.
But wait, I know.
No.
There's a story of a driver in China. A stallion blocked his way and kicked his vehicle.
Not enough horsepower. Or too much.
I want to go on record of saying, if that kind of horseplay doesn't stop.
Horseplay?
Okay. Yes. I will turn this cart around.
Nice. Okay. Good work.
Anyway, car is damaged, and he was fined by police for honking his horn at a horse.
Well, are you kidding me?
Oh, he got in trouble?
That's what it says.
Oh. It's a no horn zone.
It's a...
Oh, okay.
It's not a thing around here, is it?
No, you can be horny wherever you'd like.
Okay. When I was...
Erica, don't bail him out.
Yeah, come on.
No, okay, come bail on. Him it's out. A good
you
one.
Got a horse story, get after
I
it.
I was probably like 9 and we would
How?
Go... 9?
Okay.
Yeah. We would go with to my grandparents. They lived on a lake and whatever. And our family friends came with us. Bunch of girls, me and my sister's ages, my mom's best friend. One day we're like, we're all going to go to this place called Ponderosa Ranch and we're going to do the horse trail ride. So... get there, we get on our horses, we start going up the trail. Horses are pretty close together. I'll tell you that. They're really one by one on this trail.
Okay.
My sister's horse was right behind my horse, bit my horse's butt. My horse kicks that horse, gets its foot stuck in the reins, is bucking. I get bucked off the horse. There is a steep, steep hill on the side of the trail that I nearly fell down. And one of my sisters jumped off her horse crying. One horse turned around and said, I'm going back. And yeah, we got about 10 minutes on the trail at most.
Oh my gosh.
I lived.
Oh, whoa.
If the horse had fallen on me, I would have died.
I'm going to say that was actually a great horse story.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I say, oh, I got one.
Okay.
Yeah. We tell that story to this day with that family.
All right. So in order to save TX job,
please,
we need you to call in with your horse stories as well. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I'm kind of an honorary horse girl.
Oh.
My mom is a, like...
Oh, my God, I forgot. This is not a horse. You knew
president
this.
President of horse club.
Oh, yeah, this is so good.
Your mom's got, like...
Thoroughbreds.
Legit. Like, she goes to the Derby.
Yeah.
Keeps them.
Well, they're not here. They're in Kentucky. But, yeah, they run at Santa Anita Park. I think they've run at Churchill Downs. Like,
oh, my God.
For real. Like, yeah. Her mom is...
Yeah.
Hack. This is...
Well, everyone's got one.
Everyone's got a horse story.
We went to Santa Anita Park. I think that's the Preakness that's there. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Went to that. Yeah. And there's a tunnel. And who was the jazz guy that did the album with Lady Gaga?
Tony Bennett.
Yes.
I think he passed away, right?
He did.
Yeah.
So he was in this golf cart, and there's this tunnel that the horses go down to get to the track. And I'm on one side of the tunnel. I am severely allergic to horses.
Oh, Eric.
Is that why your mom keeps them?
Yeah. She also has a bagel shop, can't have gluten.
Oh my God. Anyway, this is getting really dark.
So I'm on one side of the tunnel and I'm like, I can't breathe. So I walk across the tunnel and I'm on the other side. There's like a bunch of random security. I'm not focused on them. I'm just like, my eyes are itchy. My throat's closing. Like, this is great. And this woman walks behind me and she's beautiful. And she goes up these steps and I'm like, okay, well, I don't know where she's going. So I'm wandering around, whatever. She was a princess and I was in the VIP section just chilling. Tony Bennett comes by. Like, it was, yeah.
And there was Aaron dying of horse.
I just want to know, is this a horse story or a Tony Bennett princess story?
Yeah, I don't know.
Almost could be a mundane celebrity encounter.
Yeah, it's a horse story because
she's dying.
It's an allergic reaction story.
All right, Hack, it's your show. Go.
Okay, one time I went with my wife to ride horses, and we just, like, you know, at one of those places where you can rent them, and we went up, and I was kind of petting the horse, and it gave me a little nibble, and I went, hey.
Oh, no.
Like, is for horses, or?
It is.
Okay, so that was his mundane horse encounter.
I'm just
going to
say this. Remember, his job is on the line. If you call him with a story that bad.
Let's go.
He's like, I could be free.
I have a horse story.
I have a sad horse story. I don't want to tell it.
Oh.
All right, well, if we're short on calls, you can. Here's my horse story. I never rode a horse my entire childhood. My family grew up around farms. There were horses. They took me to ride a horse one time, and it, like, as we were approaching the horse, it did the thing, and it kicked me hard enough that I was afraid of them.
No kidding.
For my whole life.
Yeah. Oh.
So then I'm married to a Brazilian woman. We're down in Brazil and we're on this farm, and the boys, my brother-in-law, my father-in-law, and my other soon-to-be brother-in-law are like, come with us. And we go out and there are four horses waiting there, and they're like, we're riding over that mountain.
And you're like, I don't want
You're from Colorado. Obviously, you know what to do.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And I'm like, and I want everyone to know, if you know horses and you have a horse story, you already know this. The second I got on that horse, he turned his head and he was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And he took off.
Oh, yeah. He's like, and they're like, you know, cinch your legs together. I'm like, what on earth are you talking about? I'm pulling on the rope thing, but I'm like, this horse, we are on a ridgeline doing 90. And he's like, watch this punk. He's got his other horses just dying. They're like, oh my God, you're going to kill him. It was the worst day.
I would pay money to watch you on a horse.
Oh my God, it was the worst.
We got to take it.
There's just nothing about it is right. Yeah.
Cinch him.
You don't understand. And like my brother-in-law, who's the general of the Brazilian Air Force, finally rides up next to us and gets it stopped, but not before doing the like Hayao Silver horseback on two legs, like, does the whole thing. And I'm like, okay, my hero.
That was a pretty good horse.
Yeah. So they put me on one that had like a horseshoe for a back and walked me back down. Okay.
They put you on one you put a quarter in.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a horse story. If you have a horse story, 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
One of those situations that's backfired on me. We were putting TX's job on the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said horse stories will kill on the show. I had umbrage, but it turns out there's
You were a bit of a naysayer.
Oh, you better watch it, man. He's gonna be mad.
Do you want to give your sad story?
Hey, why are you whiny?
I got nothing for you.
Yeah.
I don't have puns. I'm not even very funny.
On my honeymoon, we went to Martha's Vineyard, and one of the activities we wanted to do there was to ride horses. My wife would love to ride horses. I was like, we can't afford to go and so we just didn't, and it's kind of haunted me till this day.
Have you taken her since?
We have been since
and gone horseback riding there,
but not on Martha's Vineyard. You know,
you gotta do that. We for just, like your
do you ride in the water next? Kind of
I don't know. I didn't go. I don't know.
Next year is your 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, I know. I have that. Like someday, I want to do it.
Yeah, no, that's
and like you don't
that.
Tell her where you're going. But, yeah, pack
turn
her
off
bag.
The radio.
Yeah, take, you know, it's a little late.
I gotta plan the whole thing.
Okay,
I will do it for you.
Okay. All right,
thank you,
Stephanie.
Yay!
Horses.
Okay, so I go camping with my family every summer, and a couple of Julys ago, we had our horses. They were grazing out, and we go and bike in the back country. Where there's no phones, no electricity, no nothing. And we lost one of our horses, and we looked for it for days, never could find it.
You just misplaced a horse?
It runs away.
Well, it was grazing, and it was, and we just looked up, and it was gone, and we couldn't find it. That was in July, and then we went back up in October to go hunting and look for it again and just assumed the thing is dead. And then the next spring, I mean, it survived all winter long up in the high country. And then the next spring, it was like April, I had a guy call me. He's like, is this your horse? And
how did they know it was your horse?
Back.
Yeah.
Oh, are they microchip?
I told everybody that I knew in that area that, hey, I've lost a horse. This is the description.
The wildest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like,
it was crazy, but it made it through the whole winter, and we had a great summer with it.
Nice.
Okay.
Interesting.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Horse.
Is this your horse?
I said, go horse.
Okay. A horse walks into a bar.
You going to say it?
Bartender Hello? Says, hey.
That's not what it was. Chris.
Why the long face?
That's,
Yay. Sorry. Hey, Chris. Welcome to the show that's off the rails. Horse. What's your horse story?
So we went to a wedding in Hawaii, and this was my first time my daughter got on a horse, and this horse just had his own mind, and there was something underneath the saddle that must have pricked the horse, and the horse took off, and my daughter's on the horse, and we had to go chase down the horse.
Oh.
Rescue my daughter, and to this day she is terrified of horses.
You don't say. How old was she?
She was 15.
Oh, okay. At least she wasn't 5.
I'm just gonna say this. You know how the emotions you went through being scared for her? You felt none of that when the horse was running away with me on it.
No,
cinch your legs.
What does that even mean? Would you know what that means?
No, I don't know it. No.
Yeah, hold on tighter.
Yeah.
How would
squeeze them? Why do cowboys have spurs? You gotta.
Well, if you kick them, they go faster. Actually,
yes.
Well, it still gets them to pay attention. You're just pulling on the reins.
That's all I was doing was pulling the reins. And he just kept looking back at me going, keep doing that, sunshine. Watch this. And then I can't see where we're going. And that's a cliff right there. Nikki.
Yay.
Horse.
When I was growing up, all I ever wanted was a horse of my own. I was obsessed with horses. I had a play stable. I wished for one every year on my birthday. And then one year, my mom asked me to go with her to drop off my sister at camp. And we dropped her off at horse camp.
And you didn't get to go?
No, I didn't get to go. Just my sister.
Was your sister older or younger?
What?
She's my older sister.
Okay.
Does she like horses?
No. They had saloon doors to go into the bunks. It was just the coolest place. I wanted to stay.
And they, then later they didn't send you?
No. I still
this
make
is
my
the
mom
saddest thing I've ever heard.
If you are this horse camp, can you call and let's get Nikki there?
Can, like, what can
are
we please get Nikki
we'll
in?
Go.
That's okay.
Oh my
Thank
God.
You, Nikki.
I feel really bad for her.
Which one of them liked horses?
Just send the old one. That's Amanda.
Yay.
Horse. What do you got?
Okay. So I rode horses most of my adolescence and doing all kinds of dumb stuff that kids do. Never got hurt, right?
Yeah.
So in my 30s, I decide we're going to go buy a horse. I'm going to get back into it. I'm going to be cool again. So I'm sitting on a farm and this horse walks up and she's majestic, right? Like most beautiful animal I've ever seen.
Oh.
Lady's like, okay, let's get on. We're riding her around. She's not exactly cooperating. And so the lady says, why don't I try this whip right here? I'm like, okay, sure. You know the horse, whatever. Well, science, it turns out Xena didn't particularly enjoy that whip. And she sort of attacked the lady with her back feet and tossed me into the rail.
Oh.
So, of course, you know, you're supposed to tuck and roll. I've never been hurt. I don't actually know this. So I put my hand out to block myself.
Yeah, that's a broken arm.
Yeah, I'd never do that, right? No, it's actually a broken finger. But the funny thing is I look down, I've got a hole in my finger. And I'm like, it doesn't feel right, guys. Like, I don't, what is wrong? So I keep pulling on it. Like, something turns out I had an open fracture and my bone had actually popped out through that hole.
That's usually what happens when there's a hole in your finger. And also, can we go back? You were just sitting on a farm and the horse came up and you were like, this is my horse.
Oh, sorry. No, back up. We were looking at purchasing a horse.
Yeah, no.
Oh, so you were
at the horse.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I was like, she was just on a farm.
The Slacker Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got Floodlight Cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.